Play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local. Buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders, EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
A 6'1 sophomore guard, number 15, Alex Egyptiago. A 6'4 senior, number 20, Riley Milan. A 6'1 junior, number 23, Eric Price. And a 6'7 senior, number 34, Jalen McCants. Your streaks are coached by Ryan Hart.
And the fifth player in that starting lineup for the Silver Streaks, as you heard.
Galesburg High School promote courteous and respectful behavior.
From public address announcer Jeff Lamb there, and again, great to have Jeff back. But Dre Egyptiago, the fifth starter there, the name we didn't quite get at the beginning. For the Moline Maroons, freshman Brock Harding, sophomore Kyle Taylor, juniors Jaden Jackson, Ryan Schimmel, and Michael Billups. And as we get ready to start this game, Steve Cheeseman, I think that's got to be something that the Silver Streaks focus on here tonight. A freshman, a sophomore, and three juniors in that Moline starting lineup, which the Silver Streaks win the tip. Jalen McCants into the backcourt to Eric Price, and we're underway. The sophomores won tonight 60-46. We'll get Coach Cheeseman's three keys to the game here when we get a stoppage of play and we can work them in. Moline starts off in a zone on the right side. Dre Egyptiago into the lane, feeds it to Alex inside the free throw line, kicks it back out. Up top, Eric fakes a three, steps inside the arc, pulls it back out. Dre looks in the inside. McCants trying to flash to an opening. They keep the ball in the perimeter. Now a lob to the inside. Jalen baseline, kicks it out. Dre fakes a three, dribbles, kicks it over. Left corner three by Price. Got it! And the Streaks are on top.
And good ball movement, and I expected Moline to be in a zone. They trapped a little bit out of that. We've got to be able to engage the defense, get to the seams, use pass fakes.
Here's Eric with the steal. Eric takes it away, drives down the lane, and he gets an offensive foul called as he got the forearm out in front of him and knocked Kyle Taylor to the ground, who was backpedaling, trying to get back defensively. So offsetting turnovers. Go ahead, finish the thought there, Steve.
And again, being able to do that and being aggressive with that will get you a shot and rhythm there and an opportunity also to get sneak to the weak side board. We did that very well there in that first possession. That's a key foul for Eric. We know some of the struggles he has there, and a foul like that seems harmless, but it could be a factor later.
Up top, Brock Harding knocks down the three. His brother Brody, a nemesis of the Silver Streaks on the basketball court and on the baseball diamond as well. And now Brock is a freshman in the starting lineup for the Moline Maroons, ties the game at three. Dre out high, gets it to Eric. They got it all the way out at the half-court line. Now they're starting to sneak in toward the top of the arc. Left side, Riley Milan. Back up top to Eric. Swinging around to the right side. Dre with an open three. That one's a little bit short. Long rebound pops out to Alex. And back up top, intercepted by Harding. The layup at the other end goes in strong, hits the bottom of the rim. Dre comes down with a rebound. Streaks back into the front court quickly. Right side over to Alex. Ball on the floor. A scramble for it, and the Streaks come up with it. Held ball. We'll send it back to Moline's way.
Yeah, a little bit unclean and not very tidy with our ball handling here early. And again, Moline's going to be very, very astute in basketball acumen to be able to anticipate and be in the right spots. And they've got two turnovers right off the bat from that.
Not even 2 minutes into the game. Tied at three. Moline with the ball. On the left side, Kyle Taylor. He is the coach's son. Up top it goes to Harding. Now to the right side. Open three by Schimmel, and he hits it. This team is the leading three-point shooting team in the Western Big Six. They put up more than anybody, and their first two baskets here tonight are from behind the arc, and they lead by three. Eric steps up, fakes a three, dribble drive, kick out. Dre, same spot from three on the right side, missed it, and the weak side rebound falls into the hands of Schimmel, who will bring it into the front court himself. To the left side, it goes to Harding. He'll fire another three off the front of the rim. Rebound fought for. Jalen adroitly throws it off a Moline defender under the basket, and it caroms out of bounds back to the Silver Streaks.
And again, they're going to be, and one of the keys is how will we guard in the half court? They'll run good sets, they'll set good screens, and those kids coming off that screen have good footwork and shoot the ball well from the three-point line. We have to fight through those and get a good hard challenge on each one of those shooters.
6-3 Moline, 5:20 to play. We're just underway in the first quarter. Skip pass to the right side. Streaks break the press into the front court. Eric with a long three and a foul away from the basket will go against Trey Lee. 5'11 junior checking into the game for Moline was just clearing Jalen out underneath the basket. And that's the first foul on Lee in the Streaks after the three-point miss. We'll get another chance at it. On the inbound to the right side, Eric drives baseline, gets caught under the basket and a block by Brandon Stone, another sophomore into the game. And the loose ball rebound picked up off the floor by Harding. On the right side, they go baseline down to Jaden Jackson. Swings it along the baseline to the left side. And now they pull it back out. Eric just got caught too deep under the basket and behind the backboard to try to make an effective shot there. We're under five to go here in the first quarter. Moline up three. Down low, trying to post up Milan. Jackson kicks it back out to the three by Lee. That one gets banged to the outside after the miss and into the hands of Riley Milan for the rebound. Streaks trying to get back within one or tie it up here early in the game. On the outside, skip pass left side, Jalen found an opening baseline, but he got cut off. Knifes through the defense, got stumbled up and fell backward, dragged the pivot foot, and that's the fourth turnover on the Silver Streaks, not even 4 minutes into the game, and that's a horrible ratio, more than a turnover per minute.
Yeah, they've got us on the run a little bit here. Their zone has been very effective. They're trapping out of it, but they're also covering up the gaps, and there Jalen just tried to do a little bit too much there and traveled.
Up top, Taylor trying to go around Alex. Alex keeps up with him, fights to the screen. They keep it on the perimeter to Trey Lee, who dribbles right to left. Now reverses back behind him to Stone. Stone onto the wing it goes to Taylor. Around a screen at the free throw line. Stone gets cut off left side of the lane, pulls it back out. Taylor with a right-hand dribble. 4 minutes to go here in the first quarter, 6-3 Moline. They'll run time off the clock, shorten up the game a little bit. Try to keep Galesburg off the run offensively. On the right side, Taylor to the free throw line, cut off, kicks it back out. Stone down to the baseline, pulling it back out. Galvin into the game. Michael Galvin, a 6'2 junior. Now to the right side, it goes under the wing to Lee. They keep it on the outside. Taylor lofts up a three, missed it. Rebound, Jeremiah Babers, who's checked into the game for the Streaks. Leads a break to Alex Egyptiaco with a layup. Knifed between two defenders coming in from the left side.
And that's where we're most effective, coming off of a miss or a turnover, getting up the floor and having numbers and getting an easier shot there, a layup.
It's silent night here. That's the student section theme on Ugly Sweater Night. Here's a left corner three by Makai Johnson. Missed it. Rebound tip over the basket. Jalen McCants with the rebound. If the Streaks get seven here, you'll hear the student section erupt. That's the number they're waiting for. Streaks with five now. Bullet pass into the corner. Milan, three-pointer a little bit short. And everybody just stands and watches the rebound hit the floor. Taylor picks it up for Moline. Leads the break. Spins at the free throw line. Step back at the high post. Short. Rebound on the run. Dre Egyptiaco comes out with it. Streaks trying to push it into the front court. Dre down the lane. Dishes it over right side. And a whistle foul on the floor will be against Moline. I thought Dre actually got held out there by around half court.
And they're going to give that on Galvin there on a semi-contest of the pass or shot. He got Dre's arm there for a foul inside ball out of bounds underneath the Streaks.
Massive substitutions for Moline. Four out, four in. 2:47 to go. 6-5. Moline on top by one. Milan looking. Now gets it into Alex Egyptiaco, but he lost the ball off his hands and stolen away by Schimmel. Into the front court, Moline. Quick three miss. Rebound put back Michael Billups.
And that's one of those there where we needed to get back. You have to protect the basket first. And we allowed Moline to get behind us, and they scored off of it.
8-5 Maroons, under 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Milan on the right side, skip pass to the left side. Dre, just inside the sideline, pulls it back out. Now up top it goes to Jeremiah Babers. Dre on the wing, into the left corner, Jeremiah. Lob on the inside. Jalen, with three defenders around him, goes up strong. Shot rolls off. Ball volleyballed around, and finally Moline controls for the Maroons. Jackson comes up with it into the front court. Brock Harding. Now to the baseline, Billups. Dribbles into Alex Egyptiaku, trying to spin around him, goes hard, knocks Alex down, and draws the charge.
Good job by Alex there.
Sure was.
Of picking up that charge there and using his quickness and, more importantly, being in position there to take that charge. Down here on the offensive end, Brad, you can see they're absolutely collapsing everybody, both from the top and underneath and from both sides on Jalen if he gets the ball inside.
Somehow you got to get him into some open space. Easier said than done, though, against this Moline zone. 8-5 Maroons, minute 45 to go first quarter. Streaks have to get it across midcourt. Now they do. Dre and Babers on the outside. McCants, Alex, Egyptiaco, and Price, the other five for the Silver Streak. Into the lane, Jalen has a double team, kicks it into the corner. Babers now back to Jalen. Draws a triple team, feeds it over to Alex, drives baseline, tries to throw it back out high, gets a deflection back to him to Dre, has the ball poked away, and the Streaks turn it over for the sixth time. Into the front court, Taylor saw an opening, finds Billups down low, but he missed the layup this time. McCants with a rebound. Streaks want to run with it. Jalen into the front court, a collision across the timeline, and a charging foul on Jalen, as I think it was Taylor who got back and drew that charge just into the front court. That's the seventh turnover on the Silver Streaks and the first foul on McCants.
And there again, Jalen again, just trying to do a little too much. He's trying hard to be a part of things here early. And Moline's doing a great job wherever he's at, marking him.
Full timeout by the Silver Streaks. Minute 13 to go first quarter. 8-5 Moline. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
Debbie Johnson unwrapped a 55-inch LG TV from Music Makers in Galesburg by playing WGIL's Pick a Present. To find out how you can play, go to WGIL.com.
Minute 13 to go, first quarter. Streaks coming out of a full timeout, trailing 8-5. It's been certainly frustration for the Silver Streaks. How do we knock them out of their game and try to get things going our way here, Steve?
I think we need to settle down a little bit. We're trying to force things and do a little too much. Be aggressive, yet pick your spots.
8-5 Maroons. Moline with the ball. 7 Galesburg turnovers in the first quarter, and another 3 by Harding. This one a little bit off the mark and under the basket. Eric Price with a rebound.
And we're fortunate that they've been cold shooting here.
Streaks still trying to get to that 7-point mark to get the student section engaged. Again, silent night, the theme. Another bad pass and another pickoff by Harding. At the other end with a layup, hits the bottom of the rim. And the rebound, Price. And now Moline getting out with it a little too fast. Not able to convert. Riley in the lane, forces up a shot. He plays through contact. Got fouled. He'll go to the line shooting 2 on the second foul by Michael Galvin.
And that's a good move by Riley there. In transition, to be aggressive as you have space and try to get to the rim there. And did so, and is going to shoot 2 free throws as a result.
Riley shot only 4 free throws all season. He's made 3 of them. 39 seconds to go, first quarter. Knocks down the first one. Well, a free throw isn't how the student section wants to get to 7 points and erupt. They were hoping for a transition basket, a 3-point play, something a little more exciting, but they're over there. They're ready. They got their hands up 6. There's 7 points. And there's the student section.
And they are ready to go now. There.
8-7, Moline by 1, Maroons with the ball. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. And now you hear them engaged. Silent night has come to an end at Thiel Gym. Up top, Harding. Brock trying to go around a man, kicks it back out. There's a 3 by Stone and a travel called. 3rd Moline turnover, much to the delight of the student section. And the Streaks get it back with just under 15 seconds to go in the quarter, with a chance to take the lead here, trailing by 1.
And this is a great place to play and a great home court advantage. And our student body erupting there, give us a little bit of a boost here as we end the quarter.
On ugly sweater night. Babers across midcourt. DeMarco Harden inside the free throw line. Hits and scores. Streaks back on top. Final second of the quarter. And that's how things end after one. 9-8 Galesburg. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Ron Thurman, Commercial Sales Manager at Yim & Galesburg. We partner with local business owners and managers just like you to do what it takes to get the job done with the right work truck, van, and sales vehicles fit to keep you on the road. Whether you're looking for a new flatbed or adding another service van, you may be able to immediately deduct 100% of the cost of that vehicle from your taxes. Come see me at Yim, and we can get the process started today. When it comes to keeping you and your employees on the road, we mean business at Yim Auto Group, North Henderson, Galesburg.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Time to bring it inside. Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. Time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business. You're going to love working with Elite Ink. Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
This objective has failed. It has failed royally, and now it is in the backfiring stage.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
9-8 Galesburg after one. Streaks take the lead on a DeMarco Harden basket at the end of the first quarter and have the ball to begin quarter number two. Milan into Jalen. Gets muffled on a pass. Somehow the ball finds its way back to him. Drives the lane. Shot off the rim won't go. Jalen back with it up for a third chance. Hits the bottom of the rim. And he'll go to the line shooting two.
Great effort by Jalen there. Working through four guys there that were draped all over him. And he was just tenacious and relentless there. He's such a quick jumper. He's so strong through contact. Couldn't get the basket to go. But he's going to shoot two foul shots here.
Scoreless on the night so far. Comes in averaging just under 26 a game, and he misses the free throw.
And he's got looks to me like a cotton ball or something out of his nose. He's probably got bumped, and it's easy to see why.
Now, I wonder if it happened on that charge when he had the collision with Taylor over there.
And he's must seem like there's been an octopus on him. There's people everywhere from all angles.
Well, he looks frustrated.
Yes, he's just got to continue to just, you know, pick his spots here, not force things, and it'll work for him.
10-8 Galesburg as McCants makes a second of the two free throws. 30 seconds gone here in the second quarter. On the right side, Trey Lee. Up top,
he walked with
Stone,
it.
And he traveled. That's the fourth Moline turnover. With the student section into the game, that's a little bit of that atmosphere that Sean Taylor was talking with you about in the pregame and how well his young, inexperienced team would
be able to handle it. And it's rattled him a little bit here, I think, the last couple of possessions as we come alive here. And since it was so quiet, I think it's had a big impact more than normal.
Babers in the backcourt, now into the front court, Milan. Riley with the dribble on the right side, keeps it on the perimeter to Babers. Trying to work against that 1-3-1 Moline zone, which kind of collapses back into a 1-2-2 or a 3-2. Babers, lob, McCants, fires it down low. Eric collects it, falling down, gets a shot up and in from the left side.
And we did a good job of moving people that time. Eric and Jalen exchanged. Getting somebody on the move is oftentimes better in a zone where they're coming from behind a man.
Here's a bad pass. Watch out. Here's Jalen. Hammer dunk. A steal in the open court. And Jalen was waiting for it. And a Moline timeout with the streaks on top by six. Galesburg has scored nine in a row.
Just what the doctor ordered there. We've got them very tentative right now and on their heels. Good timeout by Coach Taylor here to just try to reset things and get refocused here. Enormous momentum there by the streaks playing with a little zip in their step.
That's the fifth Moline turnover. And, of course, the most dangerous kind with Jalen in the open court like that. And we mentioned a moment ago how frustrated he looks tonight.
That dunk showed some of that frustration.
Absolutely. What a better way to release some of that frustration than what Abel's able to do right there, much to the delight of this home crowd. Again, the streaks on a 9-0 run. Comes after that Galesburg timeout with a minute 13 to go in the first quarter. And that's when the streaks have gone on this little run here.
And done a good job here. We're little by little here. It's hard to say one particular thing is making a difference, but I think we're a little bit more focused. We've slowed down a little bit and tried not to force things on the offensive end. We've got the ball in the middle, and that's freed up some things a little bit better, too. And they've been very cold shooting.
And you said the word, tentative, too, here in the second quarter. So let's see how they respond coming out of that Moline timeout. Again, a young team. Taylor works around the screen, pulls up and hits.
And a big basket there.
At the top of the arc. That's the first basket of the game for the sophomore, Kyle Taylor. It's 14-10. That ends the Galesburg run, and the streak's lead is 4. 6:20 to go, first half. Milan on the outside with Babers. Harden, Price, and McCants, the others on the floor for the streaks. Milan finds an opening, but then cut off once he gets inside the arc to the outside Babers. Free throw line. Price over to Riley for three. Milan drains it. Riley with five in the game. 17-10. Good ball movement by the streaks to find Milan open on the wing.
Get him going here within rhythm, and we've added another big-time weapon there with a three ball.
Milan and Price each with five. 17-10 silver streaks. Phillips on the outside. Reverses back behind him. Out of the left side. Passing up the three. Schimmel drives into the corner. Cut off by Harden. To the baseline, Phillips. He's guarded by McCants. Phillips kicks it back out high. That's Michael
Phillips. Good defensive set there. And DeMarco's come in here and added nice energy here.
Brock Harding on the right side. Feed to the inside, Phillips. That gives it right back. Step back three. Harding passes it up. Gets it over to Schimmel. He misses the three. And Babers comes out with a rebound. Schimmel grabs him for his first foul.
But again, right now, very, very frustrated Moline is at this point. They're not playing with that confidence and that zest that they played with early.
I know that's their sixth team foul, but I think that was a good foul on their part. Because
it was a run out on the other end with a long shot, long rebound. And
now a bad pass by Babers overthrows Marco Harden in the corner.
Tough to throw that length of pass in the half court against the zone where you haven't made anybody guard you. The defensive man can stay in between and not have to guard anybody there.
It's the first streaks turnover in the second quarter after committing 8 in the first quarter, helping Moline to an early lead. But it's Galesburg by 7 right now, 5 minutes to go first half. Up top, squaring for three, Harding. Sliding a little bit, missed it. Rebound, Jalen McCants. Moline gets back defensively. Jalen into the front court to Riley in the corner. Pulls it back out to Babers. Now back to Milan. Milan on the right wing. Bounce pass into Eric. Spin move down low. Poked away by Phillips. Good defense. Quick hands by Michael Phillips. Moline back off an offense in the half court. Taylor on the left side. Backs his way up. He's guarded by Milan with those long arms. Scooping it down low to Harding on the outside. Harding working his way left to right along the volleyball line. Now into the wing, Jackson. Pulling it back out. Under 4.5 minutes to go first half, 17-10 streaks. Entry pass to Phillips, got around McCants, laid it up and in from the left side.
Good pass inside there. Phillips was able to corral it and score on the layup.
17-12, streaks by 5. McCants on the right wing. Jalen puts the ball on the floor, dribbles into a double team. Step back, throws it up and in off the backboard with a soft right hand.
Little advice, but if anybody can make that shot, it would be him.
Created that one all on his own. 5 points in the quarter and for the game for Jalen McCants. Halfway through quarter number two, streaks lead 19-12. Taylor on the right side, up top to Harding. Brock Harding. Now to the free throw line it goes. Phillips coming out high for the pass. On the right side, Harding. Entry pass to Jackson. Right side of the lane, guarded by Milan. Kicks it back out to Harding. Looks over to his coach, Sean Taylor. Backs it all the way up into the midcourt circle, guarded by Jeremiah Babers. 3.5 minutes to go, second quarter, streaks by 7. Inside the top of the arc, Jaden Jackson. Keeps it on the perimeter. Coming out high for it, passing up the three. Schimmel steps inside the arc, gets knocked off balance, and a foul called on DeMarco Harden. And that'll be the first of the game on DeMarco, and a shooting foul puts Schimmel at the line.
You know, one of the things you always say defensively is don't foul the jump shooter there. But he did everything he needed to do there to contest the shot hard, and he just happened to be caught himself in a tough spot there and committed the foul.
First free throw by Ryan Schimmel up and in. He's got 4 points on the night for Moline. 19-13, silver streaks by 6.
And this is a good-looking young player. Again, these pieces that Coach Taylor has on the floor, these underclassmen, and there's a bunch of them, really lend itself to a great future for Moline here.
Second one by Schimmel, up and in and out. Eric Christ with the rebound, his third of the game for the Silver Streaks. 19-13, Gelsberg by six. Price and McCants on the outside into the left corner. Riley Milan pulls it back out. Approaching the three-minute mark of the second quarter. Entry pass, kick out. Milan hits another three. Riley with eight in the game. Streaks lead by nine now at 22-13.
Good inside-out ball movement there. Get rhythm and get a wide-open three from the wing. They find the hot hand.
Kicked it into Eric just inside the free throw line, and it was a quick touch pass right out to Riley. Now a teardrop in the lane won't go. And Dre gets called for a foul over the back of Schimmel, trying to follow up his own miss. That's the first foul of the game on Dre Egyptiaco. Fourth team foul on the Silver Streaks. Moline will inbound left of its own basket. Elsewhere in the Big Six tonight, the premier game is at Rock Island, where the Rocks are hosting Geneseo, both teams 3-0 in the Western Big Six. Geneseo 8-2 overall, Rock Island 6-2. Moline inbounds off the backside of Dre. Another heads-up play by Brock Harding to let the rebound off the backside of Egyptiaco come right back to him. He's got the dribble now on the left side. Cut off, skips it out. Right side, Zidane Sterling into the game. Bad pass picked off by Dre. And trying to poke it away from the backside, Harding picks up his first foul. And again,
a good foul.
Denying the Silver Streaks in the fast break. And that's going to put Dre at the free throw line, where he has struggled this year, just 6-14 on the season.
And that's where, and this is asking a lot of a high school kid, that's a good foul. He's not a good free throw shooter. You save 2 points and make him have to make two free throws. Have to make the first one and get a bonus.
Misses the front end, and then Eric chases down the rebound in the corner. Now the ball deflected. Eric gets it before it goes out on the sideline. Driving to the baseline. Feeds it to the outside. Riley to the left side. Dre steps inside the arc. He teardrops one up and short. Jalen with a rebound with two guys hanging on him. Somehow got the putback to go up. So he's going to go to the line shooting two on an offensive foul.
And we've had a real advantage here on both ends of the floor on the glass this quarter.
Yeah.
Limiting them to one shot and down here pounding him and getting second and third chance opportunities here. And that's certainly one of the things that's made a difference here in the second period.
Jalen McCants with six rebounds in the game. Knocks down the first free throw. That's the first 10-point lead of the night for the Silver Streaks, 23-13. I have Moline with only seven rebounds as a team, one in this quarter.
That's it.
And Jalen has six by himself.
Yeah, we've really dominated this quarter in all kinds of areas here.
Leading by 10. Moline with only 5 points in the quarter. Jalen's second free throw in and out. Eric sneaks in underneath, gets the rebound, steps back for three but missed it. Rebound Kyle Taylor. Now he'll pull up for three off the right wing. That one's off the mark. And there's Eric Price with his sixth rebound of the game. Moline gets back defensively. Skip pass into the corner. DeMarco gets it to the outside. Dre pulls up, shoots from 17 feet short. And the rebound came hard off the iron into the hands of Brock Harding. They're going to slow things down into the front court.
And that's the correct shot for Dre to take there. He's got to continue to keep shooting those, get more comfortable. His mechanics, they need some work, and he's getting better with it. And he'll get better with it as he continues to shoot the ball the right way. But that's the correct shot to take there.
Bounce pass into Billups, trying to post up on Jalen. Goes to the left side. Jalen with a block. Into the hands of Dre. Into the front court. Riley went off his shoulders, and the Streaks turn it over. So they can't convert on the fast break. At the other end, Billups gets double teamed, somehow gets the shot up against two defenders and high off the glass and in.
That's good conversion in that from that turnover on the other end there by Moline.
Deflected pass gets to McCants. Skip pass to the left side, DeMarco. He'll shoot the three from the wing and switched it. DeMarco with two big baskets in this game. One to give the Streaks the lead at the end of the first quarter. This puts Gelsberg up 11 with under a minute to go second quarter.
And he really is a quiet, quiet, solid contributor to this ball club. And here he's added a lot here tonight off the bench.
Schimmel up top. Hands off to Brock Harding. Harding working his way. Volleyball line left to right. Just inside the top of the arc, Jaden Jackson. Now to the right side, they get it down to Billups. Skip pass to the left side. Schimmel open from the wing for three. In and out. Rebound. Jalen deflects it to himself and then grabbed from behind. Will be a foul on Jaden Jackson, his second, as McCants corrals his seventh rebound and puts him at the line with 25 seconds to go. I take it back, that's his third foul and the ninth team foul on Moline.
Moline had great ball movement in the offense there. Got a wide open three by the guy they wanted shooting in Schimmel. Just can't get it to fall right now. They're 2 out of 11 with the three ball in the game.
I could tell Coach Hart was frustrated that Schimmel was that open on the left wing. He was screaming for somebody to get over there defensively. They didn't react. Streaks fortunate that he missed. Now Jalen to the free throw line, hits the first free throw. Front end of the 1-1. Galesburg by 12, 27-15. They've outscored Moline 18-7 here in the second quarter. With another free throw coming, 25 seconds to play in the half. They're both good. And Jalen with 8, all in this second quarter. Streaks by 13, 28-15. Final 20 seconds of the half. Into the front court, Brock Harding, the freshman. Just across the timeline, Alex giving him space defensively. Harding with the dribble. Just back and forth, works his way to the right side. Here comes a trap out high, and it's stolen away by Jalen. 5 seconds to go. McCants in for the layup and a foul.
Steal and basket.
And the crowd loves it.
Jalen anticipated beautifully there, laid in the woods, got the trap, used his great length, the steal, had the presence of mind to know that he had to get down here in a hurry. He saw daylight and gets a chance at a three-point play and a great way to finish this outstanding quarter of basketball.
10 points in the quarter and now 11 as McCants has found his rhythm from the free throw line. 16-point Galesburg lead and all Moline
just a terrific, terrific quarter.
Throw the ball into the front court, no opportunity for a shot, and Galesburg outscores Moline 22-7 in the quarter and they lead 31-15 at the half. When we come back, a look at the first half statistics. We'll talk things over with the coaching staff as well. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
I'm Will Stevenson at the Galesburg Walmart Supercenter, where we are continuing with our boatload of toys toy drive till 5 o'clock Sunday night. Come by any time and bring a new unwrapped toy or 10 with you that we can take to Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center on Sunday night. We are off to a fantastic start, but I still see some spots in that boat that could use a new unwrapped toy from you to help out Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center. At our boatload of toys toy drive at Walmart, I'm Will Stevenson.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include Christmas in Action, United Way of Knox County, and the St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry. To nominate your favorites, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Tony Batson, GM of Galesburg Toyota, knows car buying hasn't historically been a great time for you, but he wants to change that.
You can have fun and have an enjoyable experience while you buy a car. And I know what that sounds like. How many times have you heard somebody go, "Oh, I hate car shopping"? Well, we take that as a challenge. It can be a pleasant experience that we got a bunch of people that know how to have fun, that can show you all the vehicles and all the stuff you want to look at, that listen to you, actually listen to what you're telling them. We believe that if we do what's best for the customer, it'll all work out for us in the end.
Take the Galesburg Toyota Fun Car Buying Challenge. Find them online at GalesburgToyota.com.
WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Katie Carlson from WGIL, wishing you a Merry Tuba Christmas. That's right, the annual performance featuring tuba, euphonium, and baritone players will be at First Lutheran Church near downtown Galesburg on Saturday, December 21st, starting at 2 p.m. To find out more, click on Community Events at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper, but now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
31-15, Galesburg leading Moline at the half. Brad Bidowitz, Steve Cheeseman with you. James Noble, our broadcast engineer. And after a frustrating first quarter, Steve, I feel like Galesburg maybe wore Moline down a little bit there, kind of based on their defense, maybe kind of got things going a little
as
bit.
As Coach Hart,
to go.
Coach Reynolds, and all of us used to talk about, we got our mojo there a little bit. I mean, we freed up, got some confidence, played with energy. We were aggressive when needed to be, and everything fell in place. We played
defensively much, much better. On the offensive end, we played much better. We out-rebounded them. Again, all the boxes were checked there in the second period that leads to a nice lead here at halftime, 16 points.
Still feel like we saw a little bit of like what we saw at UT last week, where when we were trying to get out with the ball, maybe we tried to force it a little bit too much. Otherwise, you know, maybe the 16-point lead might be 20 right now. But nevertheless, I feel like certainly the last 5 minutes of the half just really was all silver streaks there.
Absolutely, in all ways, very impressive. We finished the quarter in a good way and, again, did so many things well offensively and so many things well defensively.
Let's go ahead and take a look at our first half stats. Again, Streaks leading 31-15 at the break. Your halftime numbers brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. What do the team numbers show there, Parker?
We were 10 out of 21, 47%, and 7 out of 12 in the second period. 4 out of 9 from three-point range for 44%, and 3 out of 4 with good rhythm in a good sequence. There are a couple possessions in a row with the three-point shot. Again, out-rebounding them, and as you mentioned off the air, we had more rebounds in each quarter than they did total for the half. We had 11 rebounds in the second period, 22 for the half. They had 3 in the second period, 9 for the half. So we're really dominating the glass and getting second-chance opportunities and limiting them to 1 on the other end. We had 11 turnovers for the quarter, for the half. They had 8 turnovers. But again, you can lead that to where we really struggled early and committed 8 turnovers very quickly there in the first period and have settled down beautifully from that point on.
Free throw shooting, Moline 1 out of 2. Silver Streaks 7 out of 10. We'll take a break. Come back, take a look at the individual scoring. We'll talk things over with the coaching staff as well. Galesburg leading 31-15 over Moline at the break. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Time to bring it inside.
Enter the
time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. Time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business.
You're going to love working with Elite Ink.
Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
Mom's night out. Mom's night out next Thursday, but you'll have to meet me there.
We have a problem.
Don't you dare cancel on me.
So I can't drive at night.
What?
I mean, I can, but it feels like I can't see. I hate it. Don't make me do it.
It's pretty common, but don't let night blindness stop you from living after dark. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Make your appointment today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm. All it takes is one mistake before you're on the hook for a fortune. Call today to protect your family's assets. Mostly cloudy skies for tonight with some patchy fog through the overnight hours and a low of 25. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, some patchy fog as well throughout the morning and a high of 44. Then for tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 29. Currently, it's 34 degrees in downtown Galesburg.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. Silver Streaks lead Moline 31-15. Elsewhere in the Western Big Six, a couple of other games also at halftime. Geneseo leading Rock Island at the Rock Garden 36-33. Both those teams 3-0 in the Western Big Six coming into the night. And at Quincy, Blue Devils lead United Township 21-12. Quincy suffering its first loss in the conference last week at home to Sterling, while United Township got its first win last Friday night. We don't like to talk about that one, though, do we, as they knocked off Galesburg. Coaching staff is out. Steve Cheeseman is out. Let's find out what they talked about at the half. Steve is with assistant coach Chad Thompson.
quarter, we played about as well as we could. What was the difference?
We got our rhythm on the offensive end. We finally got the ball to the high post, played it inside out. What you saw the first 8 minutes was a lot like that UT game, unfortunately, where we're just jacking threes, jacking threes. We got the ball inside to Jalen a couple times. Jalen plays great defense, gets that huge run-out dunk. Really changed the momentum of this game. Got everybody going on the defensive end.
What's the message here as we begin the second half?
Got to be prepared for all the creative things Sean Taylor can do, whether it be the zone traps, the man-to-man traps, boxing one, whatever they have in their bag that we got to be ready for. Went over a couple little things on how they extend their defense, what we want to do, breaking it wise, and just ready to play another fast-paced half.
Coach, thanks a lot. Good luck.
Thank you.
Individual scoring here in the first half for Moline. Michael Billups led the way for the Maroons with 6 points. Then you go Ryan Schimmel with 4, Brock Harding with 3, and Kyle Taylor with 2. Moline got a lot of different players into the game. 6 other players have played but have not scored for the Maroons. For the Silver Streaks, good balance. Jalen McCants, 11.7 rebounds for the Silver Streaks. Riley Milan with 8. Eric Price, 5.6 rebounds. DeMarco Harden off the bench with 5 points. Alex Egyptiaco with 2. Jeremiah Babers, Dre Egyptiaco have played but have not scored. Silver Streaks have not gone as deep into the bench as the Moline Maroons have. Again, Silver Streaks looking to go 8-2 on the season. This is their final game prior to the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. At last check, the Tornadoes were trailing Mattoon by 2 after the first quarter. Silver Streaks will play in the same bracket as the host Tornadoes when we get down there the day after Christmas next week. Silver Streaks will open against IVC on Thursday, and then they'll play against both Mount Zion and Taylorville in the second game of the tournament next Friday before we move into bracket play on Saturday. Moline with the ball to start off the second half, trailing the Silver Streaks by 16. Schimmel comes out, shoots a 3, got a nice screen down low, but he couldn't knock it down. There's Jalen McCants with his 8th rebound as he gets a little closer to his 7th double-double of the season.
I'd like a little bit more of a contest there and fight through that screen. He had pretty good look there.
Dre up top, right side Alex on the wing, trying to solve this Moline zone on the first possession of the second half. Into Eric, out to Alex, right side, picks it up, gets it back to Eric, goes around Billups, down the lane, got fouled going to the basket, and Eric will shoot 2.
Almost got it there, played through contact beautifully. One of the things he does nicely when he's in the middle, he will find that opening and try to get to the basket, and you got to do that in a hurry, and Eric does that in a hurry there.
Eric's been good from the free throw line, to say the least, this year. 18 out of 20 from the free throw line, 90%. Hopefully I didn't put the whammy on him, building him up like that. Just underway in the third quarter, and that's the 4th foul of the game on Jaden Jackson for Moline as Eric gets the roll on the first free throw.
You know, we talk about free throws all the time because they are important, and being able to shoot foul shots like Eric and Jalen do as much as they go to the line is really big.
Knocks them both down. Biggest lead of the game for the Streaks, up to 18 now at 33-15.
Got to keep the hammer down here on this young club.
Schimmel on the right wing, looking over the defense, gets it up top. Billups now to the left side, over to Harding. Harding coming out high for the pass. Jaden Jackson stays on the floor with those 4 fouls. Schimmel works his way all the way out toward half court as the Streaks try to trap on him. Now to the right side, they go to Billups, off his hands, out of bounds, and that's the 9th Moline turnover. 3 turnovers in the first quarter, but 6 since then. And the Silver Streaks have slowed their numbers down, 8 in the first quarter, but only 3
And we
since
do have
then.
Them playing more tentatively.
In the backcourt. Streaks against Jackson, now get it across. Here's Jalen on the outside. He's going to shoot from the free throw line. Oh, tough break, in and out. Pops off the backboard, and Taylor comes down with a rebound for Moline. In the left corner, Harding picks up his dribble. Alex slaps it out of his hands. Still nearly stolen as he gets the pass away. Schimmel weaves his way into the lane, and a blocking foul called on Jalen as he tried to use Billups as a screener. Streaks were trying to fight through it, but just got a little out of position, and Jalen got caught trying to catch up.
Yeah, and that happens. You just didn't move your feet there, and then you play from behind and get your body or your hands in when you shouldn't.
On the inbounds to Schimmel, trying to go around Dre. Gets the help side defense, cutting him off in the lane. Bounces it back out to Taylor on the outside. Taylor works his way to the right wing. Up top, Schimmel. Now onto the left base, on the left sideline, it goes to Harding.
Got their offense pushed real high now, which is to our advantage. Now we've got a trap coming.
Yep, they get the trap on Harding. Gets out of it to the left side. Schimmel goes around Milan down the baseline. Gets the shot up and in over the rim and draws a blocking foul in the process for a chance at a three-point play.
And that's one of those things there. If you do break that trap out high, then you're going to see a jailbreak, and they still had to execute, and they did there.
Second foul of the game, Andrea Gypsyiakko. Schimmel to the free throw line. 6 points for the Maroons, now seven as he knocks down the free throw. 33-18, Silver Streaks. Eric Price into the front court. They're going to get it up top. Here's Jalen down the lane, goes up with it, got position and an easy basket for Jalen.
Wide open there when he has a lane to the rim like that. You might as well turn the lights out there. He's going to score that and finish.
The easiest basket he's had all night long. Now onto the right side it goes. Up top. Taylor to the right side. They're going to try to trap. They get it out to Taylor out high. Now he gets it away. Schimmel to the right side. Harding goes around his man, and a good help side defense again, poking the ball out of his hands as he drives to the basket.
That's one of those last-ditch efforts there. He was beat. He had the presence of mind to try to get a poke from behind, which is the correct play there, and was able to do that. Otherwise, they had another layup.
On the inbounds to the outside, Stone shoots a three, and a late foul as Price got there too late. And that's going to be a three-point shooting foul, the second of the game on Eric Price.
And again, not the foul you want to commit there at all, but not the foul that Eric wants to commit there again with his tendency to commit numerous fouls. Tough one there, and I think if Eric had that one to do all over again, he'd certainly not want that.
Brandon Stone to the free throw line hasn't taken a shot all night long until that three-point attempt. Knocks down the first free throw. The first of three free throws here. 5:18 to go third quarter. 35-19 Silver Streaks by 16. Now 15 as Stone knocks down the second one with one more coming.
Don't want them to pick up any confidence here. Continue to try to wear them down. Stay in the moment. One possession at a time here.
Ryan Hart had a great analogy about this team as Stone knocks down the third free throw. I asked him off air as we were visiting before the game. I said, this team's not going to go away, are they? And he said, no. And here's what he said. He said, they're like your little brother. He said, they're going to play hard. You're better than they are. They're going to play hard, and they're going to play as if they believe they can win right down to the last play, and they are just going to be pesky and not go away. The foul in the backcourt was against Trey Lee, so now the Streaks have it into the front court. Riley Milan to the left side, entry pass. Here's Dre to the right side. Now Price drives baseline, goes up for it. Strong to the basket with a layup. Never give up the baseline, right? The Moline Maroons did there.
Yeah, it's over with when you do that against any kind of advanced basketball competition.
37-21, Silver Streaks back on top by 16 for Eric. That's four in the quarter, nine for the game. 4:40 to go in the third quarter. Streaks by 16. Pass up top. It goes to Michael Galvin. Galvin dribbles right. Alex Gypsyiakko is there waiting, so he passes it up. Now the crossover dribble by Harding. Got his way outside the lane. Pulls it back out to Trey Lee. Lee on the dribble. Forces it up over Dre. Got the shot down with a basket and a foul. First basket of the game for Trey Lee. And now we're starting to see some other Moline Maroons players get involved in the offense. We saw Stone. Now we're seeing Lee do it. And a couple of three-point play opportunities.
And he's playing a lot of guys, and that's what you do when you're trying to develop a ball club. You certainly look a little differently than you do when you have a veteran ball club in terms of your approach, personnel, all of those kinds of things.
Knocks down the free throw, 13-point game, 37-24 Streaks. Dre goes around his man, bounces into the corner. Riley pulls it right back. Entry pass, Alex. Right side, Jalen. Passes up the three on the wing. Dribbles, kicks it over to Dre. He finds an opening. Takes it all the way with a left-hand layup.
Nice move there. That's where he's best, where he finds an opening, and nice to the rim there. Good job there.
Did a little step back on the dribble and then found an opening and took it all the way. 30-second timeout, Silver Streaks. We've talked about this before, Steve, and I think it bears repeating. This was kind of a hallmark of a Mike Reynolds coach team where you get a basket like that. sort of reestablish the lead and then call a quick timeout. So what kinds of discussion goes on in a timeout like this?
Two things can happen here, and one of them is you're going to change some things defensively or something else you want to do. Or like you say, you're resetting. You're going back over things here. You're reviewing what it is you're trying to establish or reestablish here. And that's what I think is happening here. To continue to remind our kids, you know, we have a lead here, let's guard, here's what they're trying to do, let's do this on the offensive end, so on and so forth.
Sometimes we see the streaks come out in a full court press out of a timeout like that, but they do not in this case, and they'll wait in the half court as Taylor brings it across midcourt. Price chasing Stone around on the outside, pass goes to the left side instead to Galvin on the elbow. Now up top, Makai Johnson back into the game. He played briefly. Step back to the left side. Three won't go. Long rebound out to Stone, who just missed the shot. That's what happens on those long rebounds sometimes.
And nobody blocked him out there. I watched him, and he was able to go right to the spot and pursue the ball and get a rebound.
There was a lot of room in front of him when he shot that ball, wasn't there? They keep it on the outside. 15-point Galesburg lead, 3:15 to play third quarter. Now on the left side, Lee hops it back out to Taylor. Taylor trying to work through some screens. Good jump on the defense by Dre, and he and brother Alex collapse on Taylor. That was a good job to jump the lane there by Dre. It disrupted the dribble, nearly cost a turnover, and they do get it back on the alternating possession.
Good anticipation there. You catch somebody off guard, off balance, and you can make that play there. Both those players, the brothers, the twins, just do a really fine job with that.
10 Moline turnovers now. Silver Streaks with the ball in a 15-point lead. Babers back into the game, lobs it into Jalen over a double team. Jalen finds an opening in the lane to the basket. A lane that looked for all the world like it wasn't there, but he created an opening out of it, got fouled, and will shoot two free throws.
He got a break there a little bit. He was off balance. He was able to draw a foul there. That's one of those that, you know, he was fortunate there. He, again, didn't have much of a chance to score, but got fouled. He's going to shoot two free throws.
Under 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Jalen knocks it down. First free throw attempt of the second half. He's got 3 points for the quarter, 14 for the game. Season low was 15 in the win over Bettendorf at the Iowa-Illinois shootout last Saturday, and he matches that here with the second free throw. And the Streaks' lead is back to 17 now with under 3 minutes to go, third quarter. 41-24 Silver Streaks. On the right side, Johnson. Moline on the outside with the passing. Harding up top. Taylor trying to go around Babers. Pull-up jumper from 14. Missed it. Jalen locks onto his ninth rebound of the game. Close to a double-double. Firing it into the front court. And then Alex gets too far under the basket as he tries to reverse layup. Johnson with a rebound for Moline. Skip pass back to the outside. Long three by Harding. In and out. Almost went down. And there's Jalen's 10th rebound of the game. He's got his 7th double-double of the season. And a blocking foul in the backcourt called against Harding, who tried to draw the charge, but he was out of position as Jalen went around him in the backcourt. And that's the 3rd foul of the game on Brock Harding.
Yeah, tried to draw a charge there. Wasn't in the best of position there. And Joe Thompson didn't bite on that at all. Good call by Joe there.
41-24 Silver Streaks, 2:15 to play, third quarter. Dre, Babers on the outside, right back to Dre. Now into the right corner, Eric will shoot the three. Hits!
Good extra pass, leads to a three-point basket.
20-point Silver Streaks lead now at 44-24. Price in double figures with 12 to join McCants with 15. And Milan has 8 on the game. Under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Harding on the left side. Coming out high for the pass, Johnson steps inside the arc, shoots from the high post, rolls off, rebound batted out of bounds by the Streaks.
And again, we're continuing to do good things on both ends. There we struggled for a minute or two with just our balance offensively and got lost a little defensively, but we righted the ship and back to build our lead again.
Wide open three on the inbound, but a miss by Johnson and the rebound for McCants, his 11th of the game. He'll bring it into the front court. Trying to shake his man on the outside. Feeds it into the corner. Riley for double digits. Three-pointer a little bit long. Rebound coming out for it. Price feeds it along the baseline to Babers for three. That one's off. Weak side rebound, Milan. And another chance for the Silver Streaks. Milan's going to try again. And it's!
Three times a charm there. Great job by the Streaks. Staying with it. Getting to the glass again as we continue to dominate on the
rebounding aspect of the game tonight.
Streaks by 23. Spin move in the lane by Taylor and a little reach-in. They're going to call Riley on that reach-in at the end.
I think they're going to call Babers first.
And again, that's where Babers just needs to let him go there. You're a competitor, so you're trying to defend, but he was going to have a difficult time making that shot and sort of let him get out of jail free card there.
For the Silver Streaks, that's their fifth team foul of the second half. 47-24 Silver Streaks as the first free throw is no good. But a second one coming. Kyle Taylor, the coach's son, a freshman. Again, this is a very young team that Sean Taylor has. Lost a lot of terrific players off that team from last year. He missed them both. DeMarco Harden with a rebound for the Silver Streaks.
And they'll take their lumps here and there, but they're gaining very valuable experience.
This team started off 4-0. Here's DeMarco from the outside for three. That one's way off the mark. Rebound kicked around, and it's Jalen who comes out with it. Then has his pocket picked by Taylor. That's just the first turnover by the Silver Streaks in the second half. And another spin move going down the lane by Taylor, and another foul on the Silver Streaks. Out of position defensively, and Babers picks up another one.
Yeah, again, exact same situation, maybe even more profound, or in the last possession where he just was out of control there and trying to make something happen, and we fouled him there and bailed him out.
Oh, they're going to call that a shooting foul.
Yeah, and I think that that's what they're saying. He was trying to shoot a little left-handed layup, even though that's a difficult one there, but that's the call they have to make.
44 seconds to go in the third quarter. 47-24 Silver Streaks to the free throw line. Taylor, where he misses another one. 0 for 3 at the line in about the last 25 seconds of gameplay here. Silver Streaks have outscored Moline 16-9, now 16-10 in the third quarter as Taylor knocks down the second one. And they've built a 16-point halftime lead to 21 here late in the third quarter. Price into the front court, gets it to Jalen. Jalen with numbers, kicks it into the left corner. Milan again for three, hits the side of the backboard, and the long rebound out on the floor to Jaden Jackson. Moline can get the last shot here. Schimmel with a wide open jumper from 17, missed it. Price with a rebound, 22 seconds to go. Eric into the front court, pulls up, climbed the back of Riley Milan, his teammate, to get that rebound. Here's Dalen Ellington into the game. Skip pass left corner to Marco. Goes around his man trying to go to the basket, and a foul on the floor will be the 15th foul on Moline. And 9 seconds to go. Streaks will have to inbound it late in the third
quarter. Our last couple possessions, we've went awfully fast and not used the good judgment that we had previously. I know Coach Hart will address that probably at the break between the quarters here. Got to stick with those things that you do well and that you know are right.
Jaden Jackson is fouled out of the game for Moline. He did not score tonight. Ellington on the inbound to Price. Step back three from the corner. Hits.
Found himself wide open there and left alone there.
10.25 for Eric Price. The Streaks have doubled up Moline 50-25. And the Maroons can't get off a final shot. 50-25 Silver Streaks at the end of three quarters at John Field Gymnasium. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
This is Ron Thurman, Commercial Sales Manager at Yem and Galesburg. We partner with local business owners and managers just like you to do what it takes to get the job done with the right work truck, van, and sales vehicles fit to keep you on the road. Whether you're looking for a new flatbed or adding another service van, you may be able to immediately deduct 100% of the cost of that vehicle from your taxes. Come see me at Yem, and we can get the process started today. When it comes to keeping you and your employees on the road, we mean business at Yem Auto Group, North Henderson, Galesburg.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
It sounds good on AM, but sounds even better on FM. 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL.
Three quarters gone at John Field Gymnasium. Gelsberg leading Moline by 25 as the Silver Streaks look for their second conference victory and their eighth overall. And the Streaks thought they had a turnover out at with the defensive pressure out near half court, but Dalen Ellington got called for the foul instead, his first. And the team's seventh, so now Moline shoots free throws for the rest of the game.
You know, a key in this, when you had a big lead like this, you've got to continue to stay the course. You've got to continue to build good habits. You don't want to at all fall into anything bad here, get nonchalant. You've got to continue to stay in the moment and do those things, all those little things that are going to continue to build good habits. Play better longer.
Taylor knocks down both free throws. So after missing his first three, he's now made his last three. You don't want to give these guys free throws. We'll get them comfortable at the line. Here's Jalen with the drive. Found an opening in the lane, but too strong into the left side. A little bit out of control. Michael Billups with the rebound for Moline. Now a quick three. That one won't go by Harding. Offensive rebound put back under the basket by Stone. That will not make Coach Ryan Hart very happy.
No, not at all. No seal out there on the weak side where your rebound's going to come off the majority of time there. Give him an easy stick back.
Four quick points by Moline to start the fourth quarter. The lead is 21. Price on the right side drives, dishes it off. Riley in traffic, gets hammered. Ball on the floor. Billups comes up with it. Here's Moline on the run. Outlet pass, and they led Brock Harding too much into the front court. The ball went out of bounds before he could get to it.
And they're going to continue to try to pick us up here, try to chip at the lead here. We've got to continue to take care of the ball against their press. Again, good habits.
Here's Jalen on the outside trying to go one-to-one. Draws a double team at the free throw line, dishes it away to Riley. Now DeMarco on the outside, up top to Price. 6:40 to go in the game. Streaks lead by 21 and a foul away from the ball. As they were going against Jalen, defensively on the left side of the lane, stops the clock with 6:41 to play. Third foul of the game
Lee.
On Trey Lee, and the sixth team foul on Moline. Just keep a body on Jalen, keep physical on him all night, try to get into his head, right?
That's all you do, just try to wear him down, frustrate him.
Blocking foul called on Kyle Taylor as DeMarco dribbled in from the left corner trying to go baseline. Taylor tried to draw the charge, picks up his first foul instead, and the 17th foul on Moline puts DeMarco Harden at the line for a 1-1. DeMarco 4-for-7 at the line on the season. He missed his first three and then has knocked down four in a row. First one up and off the back iron. Rebound. Price got called for holding the backside of Lee, trying to go up for the rebound. And that'll be Eric's third. Now Streak still without a point here in the fourth quarter. Almost a minute and a half in, and on the Price rebound, or foul on the rebound, now Moline's going to get free throws.
This is where you need, and again, you're looking for leadership. You're looking for guys to rally around one another. Right the ship. Get back into the moment here. Don't get adrift here. And continue to try to play solid basketball.
1-1 by Billups off the back iron. And Ellington does a nice job stepping into the lane to come up with a rebound.
Good pass
good
there.
Good feed on the inbound to Riley at the other end. He couldn't finish off the layup.
Good pass, good finish. Just was at a tough angle there off the glass.
Coming in strong from the left side. Now Eric trying to pick the pocket on the outside. They get a double team to Jalen going up. He gets knocked down hard going to the basket. And an intentional foul called by referee Brett Brewington. And McCants is going to get two free throws, and the Streaks are going to get the ball back. Jalen was thinking dunk, and he was trying to accelerate, get to the basket, and beat the defense up court. And they got him from the backside, knocked him to the deck. Fourth foul of the game on Lee. And Jalen will stand alone shooting two free throws, holding his right side.
Yeah, it came down hard there on his hip, going strong, caught up in the air a little funny, get hit there, and you fall awkwardly.
The Streaks are going to call a full timeout, and I think this as much as anything to let Jalen catch his breath before he shoots these two free throws. And now some of the Moline players getting into it with Dalen Ellington jawing at each other out high. And the coaches are out there trying to get everybody off the court. And Ryan Hart's going to get Drea Gypsyako into the game.
And none of that's needed at this point. Continue to play basketball the correct way here. And don't muddy this up in any way, shape, or form here.
Well, as we know, the bad blood runs deep and wide and distant in this longtime rivalry between these two teams. It's certainly heated up in the last decade.
So the Streaks we've had our battles with them. And that goes way, way back.
So the Streaks with a full timeout here. I just saw Quincy score, but here's a Geneseo Rock Island update. Isaiah Rivera with 26 points, and the Maple Leafs winning at Rock Island 55-47. Again, both of those teams coming in 3-0 in the Western Big Six heading into tonight.
And I find Geneseo, I mean, they've got, like Coach Taylor said, from everything that I've read and looked at, not seen him yet in person this year, saw him last year, probably the best player in the conference. But the supporting cast I had questions about, and so far so good in the you know, it's not finished up there yet, but that would be a very impressive win.
All right, coming out of the Galesburg timeout, Jalen knocks down the first free throw, his first points of the fourth quarter. Heading into the fourth quarter at Quincy, Blue Devils leading United Township 35-20.
Coach Hart there talking to Dalen Ellington there about composure, about making good decisions there. And that's a good teachable moment there for that young guy who's a competitor. Just got to make sure you keep your composure and you're playing the game correctly and not getting anything else.
On the inbound to Price from Riley, fakes a three, now steps into the corner. A little bit short on the shot. Rebound Trey Lee for Moline. There's a quick three at the other end by Harding. Shot rolls off. DeMarco, nice rebound in traffic to latch onto that one. Now Dre is going to slow things down, bringing it into the front court. Silver Streaks leading 52-29, and a bad pass on the left side. Streaks lost their focus there, 13th turnover.
And Coach Hart sending him back in now after, you know, speaking with him, talking to him there, and
him being
to get right back out there and learn from the situation and apply it here.
Knox College men's basketball team lost to Dominican tonight, 75-66. But how about this name, Coach Cheeseman? Ethan Meeker, 30 points tonight for the Prairie Fire.
Yeah, he's one of the best players that I've ever seen go through here. Great score, and it's taken him some time because he missed a year. But he's making a big-time contribution to the Prairie Fire.
Now Ellington shoves Taylor out high, right in front of all the officials to see. So that's a second foul on Ellington. And it'll put Kyle Taylor back at the free throw line. Again, missed his first three, has knocked down his last three. 5 points in the game for the sophomore guard and the coach's son. First one up and in.
And we want to continue to play good defense here without fouling to stop the clock and allow them to shoot free throws here. And if anything, to keep to allow us to keep playing the game smoothly here and finish on a good note with a big lead.
We mentioned earlier in the game, Moline has shot more threes than any other team in the Western Big Six Conference. They have also shot fewer free throws than any team in the Western Big Six Conference.
And that goes hand in hand.
But that's not the case here tonight, as they've shot 16 free throw attempts. Jalen into the front court. Had a lane, but Moline cut it off, so he passes it away to Egyptiaco on the outside with 5.5 minutes to play and a 21-point Galesburg lead. Harden tries the entry pass to McCants, knocked out of bounds by Moline's Lee. Streaks will have it on the baseline just to the right of the backboard. Streaks trying to go 8-2 on the season and even their conference record at 2-2. There's a bad pass on the inbound. It gets tipped to Dre, who drives to the left side, but he's cut off, needs help. Somebody's got to come out for it. It's Jalen up top. That gives it right back to Egyptiaco. Left corner three is short. Rebound tipped out to Riley Miley. Another chance for the Silver Streaks. Riley's got three boards in the game. Now McCants on the dribble. They want to trap him. He passes it away to Riley. There's a spin move in the lane. Riley up with the right hand and a strong move.
Nice move to the basket there. A little spin move. Aggressive to the basket. We had space.
Quick three at the other end. Taylor drains one from the right wing and a timeout called by Moline. Cuts the lead to 20 with 4:54 to play
in
the game.
And that little run out after the scored basket there. Brad, we've got to make sure we find the shooters and match up. They've had a couple wide open threes and just haven't converted that when they did.
How about the balance offensively by the Silver Streaks tonight? 17 points for McCants, 15 for Eric Price. 10 of those came in the third quarter. And now Milan, after that spin move basket, has 13. Keep that up all season long. I like our chances, especially if you can get 6-7 points from somebody else added on top of those three guys.
Yeah, you get those three kids scoring in double figures, and you know you're always going to get that 20-plus by Jalen. And again, Eric right around there as well. You've got some firepower and some balance.
Under 5 minutes to play, 54-34, Silver Streaks by 20. Gelsberg will have the ball, and Moline will keep the full court pressure on. Sophomores won tonight, 60-46. They even their record at 5-5. In fact, they've won five of their last six. Dre has his pocket picked in the backcourt, poked away from the backside by Harding. Moline comes up with a 14th Streaks turnover. Into the front court. Taylor finds an opening. Teardrop just inside the free throw line is good. He's lighting it up here in the fourth quarter with nine, and it's down to an 18-point lead. And a foul in the backcourt against Harding. But fouling Dre Egyptiaco, who's had his troubles at the free throw line. This team has scouted the Silver Streaks well. They know who they're putting at the free throw line, trying to cut into this game with 4.5 minutes to play.
And they picked up a little momentum here. You can see a little bit more energy on their part, gain a little confidence here. They're playing for something in this last 4 minutes here. Obviously, they want to make an unbelievable comeback, but they're also playing to end the game on a good note and build some confidence going into the next game, as well as when they play us again.
You said they're pesky. They're not going to go away. Dre misses the free throw, but the rebound pops out to Jalen McCants, and the Streaks get another chance at it. Riley drives in from the left side, goes up for the reverse layup and got fouled, and that'll be against Brandon Stone, and Riley will go to the line shooting two. Well, Moline got what they wanted with a miss at the free throw line by Egyptiaco, but the rebound went over the player's head on the right side of the lane, and Jalen was able to pop out for the easy rebound, his 13th of the game, and now Riley Milan will benefit with two free throws at the line. First one up and in. Three in the quarter, six for the half, 14 for the game for Riley Milan. 19-point Gelsberg lead, 55-36. Streaks' next game after this will be at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament next Thursday. Second one up and in, where the Streaks are one of the favorites to win. Been a while since the Streaks have come home with a tournament title down there. But they'll be the top seed in their bracket and one of the top seeds for the tournament overall. There's a dribble drive in from the left side. Good leave underneath and a triple team. Somehow Brandon Stone was able to get the shot up against three Gelsberg defenders, Milan, Price, and McCants, and that'll be the first foul of the game on Riley. Good dribble drive by Harding. He was allowed to get too deep, and then he just left it off underneath the basket. And a couple of free throws coming for Brandon Stone. First one up and in. He's got six in the game, four from the free throw line. That's kind of taking the wind out of the gym here, the way the...
And again, hats off to Moline for doing some things here. And we've got, as I say, we can't get nonchalant here on both ends of the floor. Got to continue to do good things here.
Hit them both. 56-38, Silver Streaks by 18. Gelsberg took the lead at the end of the first quarter. 9-8 was part of a 9-0 run that gave the Silver Streaks a lead. Here's Dre with a dribble drive down the right side.
A little hesitation again.
Here's a little left arm shiver to get his fend his men off down the lane. And Dre with his second basket of the game has four. Now a three at the other end by Harding. Missed it. High rebound up. Snatched down by Jalen McCants. Jalen trying to go around his man down the lane. Has the ball poked away. And a foul called on Kyle Taylor, trying to draw the charge. Might remember the Streaks' first two fouls of the game were offensive fouls. And they do call it an offensive foul. So that's the third of the game on Jalen and the 15th Gelsberg turnover.
As jump stop there, he didn't have one, and he just plowed over. And a smart play there by Moline to pick up that charge there. And again, knowing that, Jalen's improved on that immensely this year. Just that time, he didn't make the jump stop.
Well, it looked like the ball got poked away from him from the backside, and rather than stopping, he kind of turned and looked for where the ball went. His momentum took him right into Taylor. So now we're ready to go. 3:40 to play in the game. 20-point Gelsberg lead, 58-38. Into the front court, Harding. To the right side, Schimmel with it. Now back up top it goes. Billups to the left side, Harding again. Up top, Taylor. Open three. Kids lighten it up, but oh, that one goes in and out. McCants had the rebound tipped to himself, but he got knocked in the face, lost the handle on the ball. Now another long three. Tipped out by Dre on the run. Brings it in from the left side. He got hit in the face. Finished off the shot and drew the foul against Billups.
Good drive there again. He's been aggressive to the basket. Every time he's seen an opening or saw an opening there, he's been able to convert.
Free throw up and in by Dre. He's got five in the quarter, seven for the game. Silver Streaks lead 61-38. Winding down to 3 minutes to go in the game. Taylor in the left corner, guarded by Alex Egyptiaco. Pass goes back up top to Schimmel, working his way to the right side. A little hesitation move. Guarded by Dre with the arms straight up in the air. Now passes it away to Stone. Stone will pull it back up top to Taylor. Back to Stone in front of his coach on the right sideline. Now a long three by Taylor. That one's off the front of the rim. And Eric chases down his ninth rebound of the game for the Silver Streaks. Eric down the lane. And another charge called as Taylor got there first, planted himself in the lane, and that's the fourth foul of the game on Price.
And again, not a jump stop there, and good ball clubs are going to see that, and they're going to look to take the charge from you.
Galesburg calls a 30-second timeout. Streaks have only one remaining now with 2:43 to go in the game, but leading by 23. And you might ask, well, if they're up so big, why is Coach Ryan Hart calling so many timeouts? There's been a lot of teachable moments in this game that he's got to try to get the
Absolutely.
Kids' heads screwed on
yeah,
straight.
And I think he sees, like we do here, that this is a very choppy stretch that we're in right now, not finishing in a way that we want to, not executing fundamentally the way we need to in terms of making decisions, like two jump stops there that we didn't make, charged against good, intelligent ball players, and those are things that you want to clean up, you don't want to have happen.
Consequently, the Streaks of four fourth-quarter turnovers in this game, a couple of them on offensive fouls. 2:35 to play, Streaks leading 61-38. Moline continues to run half-court offense. Lots of movement, lots of screens. Here's a dribble drive by Harding. Got around Price, missed the shot. McCants with his 15th rebound for the Silver Streaks. Too short of his career high. He had 17 rebounds in a massive performance against Rock Island last year when he had 31 points, 17 rebounds. 15 rebounds here tonight. Not as many points for Jalen, 17. But those are hard-earned 17 points for Jalen. 2 minutes to go in the game, and the Streaks lead by 23. Three Silver Streaks in double figures, 17 for McCants, 15 each for Price and Milet. They get the ball down low to Jalen, goes in strong from the left side, and a push foul called. He'll go to the line shooting two.
And we ran a little clock there, did a good job of running clock there, taking care of the ball there and making good decisions, and you like to see that.
Third foul on Michael Billups. And Coach Ryan Hart going to send five Silver Streaks into the game here. So Jalen will shoot the first free throw with a minute 52 to play, and then four will come out. The Egyptiaco brothers will be done, Milan and Price. McCants knocks down the first free throw. Here come Cohen Derry, Adam Stewart, Aiden Wagner, and Dom Brownless. Jeremiah Babers will wait for Jalen McCants to shoot his second free throw. So Milan is done with 15. Eric Price, 15 points, 9 rebounds tonight. Jalen, a quiet second half offensively, only one basket. But 6 for 6 from the free throw line. And he leaves the game with 19 points, 15 rebounds. His seventh double-double of the season.
He earned every one of them tonight, that's for sure. They did a good job of trying to take him away. He was still able to score his points through a variety of ways.
Down to a minute 45 to go. 25-point Galesburg lead, 63-38. Down here, Galesburg won a one-point game over Moline last year, 55-54. Just incredible intensity in that game with Moline coming in at 20-5. That was when the Silver Streaks had gotten hot, had lost their first four in the Western Big Six, and then were running the table down the stretch before Quincy got him in the final Western Big Six Conference game of the season. There's a missed three and a rebound by Dom Brownless. Streaks into the front court, off the hands of Wagner up the near sideline. Galesburg turns it over. Minute 15 to play. Streaks are going to go to 8-2, and it'll be a Merry Christmas in the Coach Hart household as the Streaks will go into the break with a three-game winning streak. Step back three by Liddell. He missed everything. Out of bounds back to the Silver Streaks.
And really good win here tonight. A real good win. When you're talking about having a 25-point lead against Moline at any point during a season, in any season, you've had a fine ball game and a convincing win.
On the left side, Cohen Derry. He had a good game in the sophomore win tonight by 14. Out high to Babers. Final 45 seconds of the game here. Jeremiah, a little crossover dribble, bounce pass, entry, down to Cohen, trying to post up his man, and he tried to go around Peyton Abney, did a good job battling for position, and
Coandary is going to get two free throws here. I really like the looks of this kid. He just says he plays with poise, and he uses his body well for a sophomore. There's none of that sort of awkwardness that you might see in a kid who's 6'6 and just 15 years old.
He's going to get bigger yet, and he's very good around the basket. Mm-hmm. You know, he knows how to use his body. His movement is economical around the basket. He's got good footwork. Those things are only going to get better as he becomes more polished.
He makes one of two free throws. Silver Streaks lead 64-38. Final 35 seconds of the game. Grant Welch, another freshman into the game for Moline. Onto the left wing, Welch. Down low. They trap. They protect the lane. Here's a missed three. Derry comes out of nowhere to lean high in for that rebound. Back come the Silver Streaks. A good feed down low. Adam can't finish off the layup as Stewart misses. And Maddox Diekman misses, and now the Streaks get a turnover. Here's a three by Wagner. A little bit short. Down to 6 seconds to go. The ball trickles out of bounds back to Moline. Keep up with all that.
lots of action there with our both teams.
Final 3 seconds. Moline will not even bring it across midcourt. Galesburg finishes this portion of the schedule heading into the holiday tournament with a 64-38 win over Moline. Galesburg improves to 8-2, and they even their conference record at 2-2. Moline drops to 5-4. Post game coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local. Buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Even the biggest Ebenezer Scrooge among us has to admit there is something magical about the holidays.
Maybe it's all the decorations, the twinkling lights, or the general sense of good cheer. But this time of year, as we reflect on all the things we have to be thankful for, we at Kohl's Diamond Gallery are thankful for you, our loyal customers.
And we're thankful that as your neighborhood jeweler, we have an opportunity to make Christmas a little merrier for local children.
Help us in our mission to make the holidays bright during our annual Kohl's Diamond Gallery Toy Drive. I'm Jeff Cole.
And I'm Ryan Cole. Now through Monday, when you donate a toy or make a monetary donation to our toy drive, we'll double the value of your donation and apply it as a discount towards your purchase, up to 10% off.
It's a great opportunity to save on a beautiful gift for someone you love while helping local children who may not otherwise have a very Merry Christmas.
Let the magic of Christmas inspire us all to reach a little deeper in our pockets and do more for those who do without.
Happy holidays from your favorite hometown jeweler, Kohl's Diamond Gallery, downtown Galesburg.
You guys get home okay last night?
No, it was so stressful. My kids were sound asleep.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
But I couldn't see anything. All of the headlights were streaky and the road was blurry and...
Yeah, you need to call Kehoe.
Night blindness can make even a short drive home a white-knuckle stress sesh. Make an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care to find out why your night vision is poor and what options are available to get you safely back on the road after dark.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Your wife is all about improving your home sweet home. Problem is, you already have a day job. Enter Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys can do it all, from a minor remodel to a complete build. See their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Midstate Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Midstate Manufacturing.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm. All it takes is one mistake before you're on the hook for a fortune. Call today to protect your family's assets. Mostly cloudy skies for tonight with some patchy fog through the overnight hours and a low of 25. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Some patchy fog as well throughout the morning and a high of 44. Then for tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low of 29. Currently, it's 34 degrees in downtown Galesburg.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Final score from Field Gym. Galesburg defeats the Moline Maroons 64-38. Silver Streaks improved to 8-2 on the season. And even their conference record at 2-2, Moline drops to 5-4 and 1-3 in Western Big Six conference play. This is one of those black and blue kind of Western Big Six games, I feel like, that we often see. The Silver Streaks were able to get out at times in transition. At times, were able to pick up the speed of the game, but there was a lot of physicality to this game. It really had the feel of a Western Big Six game, just maybe not quite the tight score that we're used to seeing in a conference matchup.
Yeah, it was rough and rugged like they always are. And in spurts, you know, it was pretty clean. And I think there we used our you know, clearly we have more skilled players and a veteran ball club that we're able to go on spurts, especially there in the second period. And they're young and they showed that experience where they became a little tentative. And again, that's going to be, that's the way it is. We took advantage of what our strengths are and played to them. And, you know, they experienced some growing pains. But you can see that this is going to be a ball club that's going to get better and better each week out. It's going to be a ball club that, you know, by the end of the season will be much better. And over the course of their careers, they're going to be a formidable ball club. But a good win, as I say, if you would have said here tonight that we'd win a ball game against Moline by 26 any time, any year in the Western Big Six, we would take it and run and never even tee it up.
Do you have numbers added up? Are we ready to do this? Okay, our final statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill.
And again, when it really mattered, I thought that we did lots of things very, very well, and that would certainly be in the shooting area. We ended up being 19 out of 42 from the field for the ball game, 45%. And in the second and third period, we were very, very good, over 50%. 7 out of 19 with a 3 ball for 36%. On the other hand, Moline really struggled, and as you said, they're going to live and die with that 3 ball. You know, they had some good looks, but also we made them shoot quicker. We did have a hand up on them, and I thought that certainly we were a factor defensively in their poor shooting tonight. They were only 11 out of 41 from the field for 26%, and a very dismal 3 out of 24 for 12%. With a 3 ball. So
yikes.
That's the big factor, the big statistic there that you can point to that is one factor that lead to a Streaks win tonight. And the other factor is we continue to be a very dominant ball club on the glass, both offensively and defensively, rebounding-wise. We'd almost double them up rebounding-wise tonight. We have 41 for the game. They have 23. Turnover-wise, we didn't quite take care of the ball the way we needed to tonight. Number of unforced ones. And again, 8 of them in the first period. We end up with 17 for the game. They end up with 11. But as I say, overall here tonight, lots and lots of good things here. And come out of here with a 26-point win and score 64 points. Very convincing and impressive win here by the Streaks tonight on their home court to go 8-2.
Free throw shooting, Moline finished 13 out of 18. Silver Streaks were 19 out of 24. Individual scoring, Kyle Taylor led Moline with 12. 9 of those in the fourth quarter. He was the only player in double figures for the Maroons. Ryan Schimmel, Brandon Stone each had 7. Michael Billups finished with 6. Trey Lee and Brock Harding each had 3. For the Silver Streaks, as we mentioned during the game, 3 players in double figures. Jalen McCants, 19 points, 15 rebounds, his 7th double-double of the season. Riley Milan and Eric Price each finished with 15 points. Price had 9 rebounds. Drea Gypsiaco had 7. DeMarco Harden with 5. Alex Egyptiaco, 2, and Cohen Derry had a late free throw for his only point of the night. And another game where all of the Silver Streaks got in and saw action. We'll take a break here on the post game. When we come back, we'll give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll also get a word with Streaks head coach Ryan Hart. As Galesburg improves to 8-2 on the season, this is Silver Streaks boys basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
I see one bike, I see 2, 3, 4, lots of bikes. That's good. Boatload of toys, toy drive, helping out kids, boys and girls at Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center. clients that have went to Safe Harbor on West Main Street in Galesburg because they've been affected by abuse and neglect. No child should have to see that. You're making their holidays a lot brighter, and you can do it at Walmart in Galesburg. Donate a toy from toddler all the way up to teenager. Boatload of Toys Toy Drive goes until Sunday at 5 p.m.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include Christmas in Action, United Way of Knox County, and the St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry. To nominate your favorites, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way, and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Galesburg Nissan is home of the lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Congratulations to Kathy Hyman, who unwrapped two $25 Merle Norman Cosmetics gift certificates playing WGIL's Pick a Present. You can still play. To find out how, go to WGIL.com.
The 64-38 win over the Moline Maroons. Galesburg improves to 8-2 and 2-2 in conference play. Head coach Ryan Hart joins us now for our post-game coaches interviews. Coach, Steve and I were talking. It's one of those where we know there's a lot that we can look at this game and still learn from and improve on. But let's start off with what you're satisfied with, what makes you happy. I know we won by 26, but overall in terms of how the team played, what did you like what you saw here?
Well, we only gave up 38 points, which is pretty good. I mean, that's less than 10 points a quarter.
Yep.
So we did the job we needed to defensively. We fouled way too much, though. I mean, out of control on offense a couple times, more than we should have had. And then when you get those fouls, I mean, they're basically worthless fouls. And you're playing there late in the game, and they're driving on you, and they're getting ticky-tack, reach-in fouls, whatever. They're going to go to the line. And I'm not sure how many field goals they made in the fourth quarter or late in the third, but I know they were at the line a lot because we could not keep our hands off of them or stop bodying them or going over their back or whatnot. And that's what we're going to have to clean up next.
I'm not going to say we got off to a rough start. We got off to a tentative start, and then we went on a crazy run, 9-0 run. Second period, we played as well as we could play. What did you see there as the difference, or what was that thing that you saw really change for us?
Well, we kind of made an adjustment to where we're going to trap the ball screen up on top, and we got a couple 2-3 steals on that, and it just kind of almost like sucked them in to where they needed to get to halftime quickly because their guards were flustered. I mean, they're young, and they're not real physically strong at this moment in time because they're so young still, and I think that's kind of what gave us our momentum. And I mean, that's what we talked about the last couple of days, kind of about how you are physically bigger and stronger than them. We need to make sure we take advantage of that. And I mean, we got a ton of rebounds and I don't think we gave up some, but it was a pretty big margin. So I think the defensive pressure there at the end of the second quarter allowed us to get out and run a little bit more and kind of impose our will on the boards as well.
How do you see trying to phrase this the right way here. We seem to have a hard time when we kind of get the game going in the way we want it to go, but when we're playing out of those frustrating moments because other teams are kind of, you know, slowing us down and we're not able to get going like we want to, it seems like when we start to get going like we want to, then maybe we force the issue too much,
yeah,
and then we don't get the kind of transition we're looking for. So
that was kind of a couple of the offensive fouls we had tonight.
Yeah.
We just, like, play under control. And I know, like, on a couple of them, I told them in the huddle, I said, you have guys open up the court. There's like, two or three guys trying to step in front of you every dribble. You have to throw the ball ahead. And we have got to start doing a better job of that because, I'm telling you, our ball handling – regiment. I mean, the kids kind of complain about it all the time because it's kind of physically grueling. But we're a way better ball-handling team as a whole than most high school basketball teams are. And so we have plenty of guys that can get the ball from point A to point B as long as we are passing it ahead and making the good reads and good decisions and giving it to the people where they need to get it to go and make a play.
What becomes kind of sort of the defining way to kind of get past that? Because you want to be aggressive, but it's hard to tell the kids, well, don't be too aggressive because it's just playing into what you're – I mean, it's a very fine line with a group like this, isn't it?
Well, it's just maturity and playing smart. And we're getting more mature as the season goes on. So, I mean, I can't be disappointed in that aspect because we do a pretty good job on a daily basis of taking – whether it's inch by inch or step by step, whatever. We are moving forward. There will be a day or two to where it's not so successful. But as a whole, again, I mean, we've been talking forever about how we want to be playing our best basketball and be able to do as much as possible come the end of February, early March.
Yeah, we're only 10 games into this season.
Yes.
And that's a good point to go where we're going now. I mean, we finished this first part of the season 8-2. Just terrific. Done so many good things, and I know as a coach there's things you want to clean up and work on. We've talked about that. We've got the Taylorville tournament coming up. What do you see there? What's our plans? What do we want to do? Obviously we want to win the tournament, but how are you approaching that?
Well, we were going to get through this first.
Take a deep breath here. I
think we got 5, maybe 6 days until that. So we're gonna evaluate some film. We got IVC at 4:00 on Thursday, and we're going to have to get some film on them and watch them. And I know they got a couple juniors that are pretty good. And so our kids, our younger kids, I mean, they're basketball junkies. So they know who's good where. And they inform me that they got a really good freshman, too. I mean, I don't know if that's true or not. But that's what, like, either Dre or Dalen or somebody's been telling me. So, I mean, a couple years ago when we played those IVC in the regional, those two freshmen were pretty decent back then. And, I mean, now they're 2 years more mature and more basketball savvy, so they're going to be ready to play. So we need to come out, and it's going to be a long drive down there and play the way we need to play. But we got to have a good mindset, and we got to be able to overcome these little lulls that we have from time to time. So that's going to be plan A. Plan B is to go game by game again. So
last thought before we let you go. As Steve indicated, we're a third of the way through the season here after this game. We know we're going to play 31 regular season, then hopefully a whole bunch more after that. Given where we were at Thanksgiving and given where we are now heading into the Christmas tournament, where do you feel like this team has taken the biggest step forward?
Well, as of like tonight, maybe 2-3, the whole season actually, I will say that, I mean, we're playing better. I mean, we're playing. I know Jalen and Eric get a lot of recognition for all the points and rebounds they get. But, I mean, the other kids are doing good things, too. And, I mean, you can't take anything away from, say, like an Alex, a Gypsyaka. I mean, because defensively, he's just solid. He knows what he's doing offensively, where to be, where the ball needs to be moved to. And he takes advantage of what he's good at and capitalizes on it. And, I mean, as a group, I mean, each individual guy is getting better. And it's just nice to see.
Playing better. Longer, which is what you wanted to do.
And
you can see
confidence.
That with the eye test. You can, you know, the eye test tells us that.
Well, and by the end of the year, like I said, I want these guys to be as good as they possibly can at making decisions. Making the good reads, making the good plays, and being able to execute when we have to make a play at the end of a game.
Thanks for your time, Coach. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
We'll see you at Taylorville. Streaks win it here tonight, 64-38. Take a final timeout. Come back, give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game after these final thoughts on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Having a hard time finding qualified candidates to fill your open positions? What if you could speak directly to thousands of potential candidates? All you need to do is visit galesburg.info, keyword jobs, to learn more about radio and web recruitment. Hurry, the perfect employee may be listening right now.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always is one of a kind.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewer so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
In the first of two games tomorrow, the Galesburg Silver Streaks take on the Burlington Greyhounds in the Streaks Invitational. I'm Tom Erda. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame at 10:40 on WGIL.
As the Silver Streaks defeat Moline here tonight, 64-38. We have to bring you our Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game. And with three Silver Streaks in double figures tonight, we might just surprise the folks with this one here tonight.
And we didn't talk about this ahead of time. We both came up with the same name. And the reason was, as he came into the ball game, he made plays that really provided a spark in situations where we really needed a spark, at a position where we hadn't had that kind of production, in the middle of a zone, on a wing, getting a steal, a rebound, hitting a quick shot, doing all those things. And as you know, with all of those things happening, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight's DeMarco Harden, who we've said is a valuable player to have on your team, any team. He's so coachable. He has such a great attitude. He'll do whatever it takes. And he knows who he is. He knows what he can do and what he can't do. He's not going to beat you. And that's what you want. You want somebody that comes off the bench that's going to do all those little things and not come in and make mistakes and dig a hole. You want him to maintain things, and DeMarco does that, and he did that very nicely here and even provided a big spark here and was part of that big surge there in the second period where we really built the lead that we never looked back.
We talked about it earlier in the game. When you got guys like McCants, obviously Price, who's a three-year varsity player as a junior now, and Riley Milan, who's really stepped up his game as a senior with the amount of playing time he's getting, with all the attention those guys are going to get defensively, there are going to be offensive opportunities for other players. And DeMarco had a couple of big of those opportunities. And we're looking back at early in this game. Again, the Silver Streaks won this game by 26 tonight, but it's almost easy to forget that back in the first quarter, it was a laboring first quarter for the Silver Streaks.
Down 8-2, down 9-2, I believe it was. And then, as you said, we went on that run, and DeMarco was part of that and got ourselves settled in, didn't try to force as we did. And we did, you know, good job and take off from there. And really, it was a mental and emotional kind of thing there of settling down, getting ourselves together, doing all those things we needed to do. And hats off to the Streaks and all of those guys that made the difference in that.
DeMarco hit the jumper that put the Silver Streaks on top to stay at the end of the first quarter when Galesburg rallied back, took a 9-8 lead, and then hit a big three-pointer in the second quarter when Moline had called a timeout, got the lead back down to four. And he had a three-pointer that put the Streaks up seven. And Moline never got closer than six, really, the rest of the way. It helped kind of spur the Silver Streaks onto that 16-point halftime lead at 31-15. Then it eventually went on to win by 26 here tonight. So DeMarco Harden, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll see you down at Taylorville, partner.
Looking forward to it. Let's keep this going.
Wonderful Christmas, and it's certainly been a good start for the
Silver
Streaks.
You do as well. Merry Christmas to you and all of our fans out there. And get a little rest and enjoy the wonderful season that Christmas is.
Again, 4 o'clock is the start time at Taylorville. As you heard Coach Hart say, Galesburg will take on IVC. It's not only the first game for the Streaks, it's the first game of the tournament on December 26th.
And it's a nice tournament. A nice tournament for those fans that are looking for something to do. It's well run in a very historic place. It's just got a nice way about it, nice feel, nice environment.
So 4 o'clock Thursday is when the Streaks will start. Two games against Mount Zion and Taylorville on Friday. As Coach Hart said, one game at a time. In the meantime, the Streaks will hit the gym, and they'll be ready to go. We'll be back with you then. So in the meantime, as Steve indicated, Merry Christmas to all of our listeners. We thank you for being with us for Silver Streaks boys basketball. Again, sophomores win 60-46, and the varsity wins 64-38. They're 8-2. On the season. For James Noble at the downtown studios, for the Hall of Famer Steve Cheeseman, I'm Brad Binowitz. Good night from John Thiel Gym. Have a very Merry Christmas, and we'll see you on December 26th from Taylorville.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.